This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Ever wondered what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of the No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week, we blend our opinions, analysis, with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome and your mind can wander free. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Like, share, and subscribe today and join the conversation.
Hey, this is Jeremy coming to you from the No Name Podcast.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin.
It's your boy, Trey.
It's the boy, Trey. Boy, not Trey. Dustin's boy.
No. I told that story like 8 times this week. I said, like, I have a friend. He's a cool guy. I know he's not racist, but he can't say my boy. He said, why? I said, his southern drawl is so thick. It's like, your boy, as it sounds. Hey, boy. It sounds... like we're going back in time. And they was like this. I was like, nah, she's ready to say that. I was like, and then I said, I kind of said it how you said it.
That's like foghorn leghorn.
They was like, boy. Yeah. Yep. And they was like, yeah, he can't say it. It sounded like that. I said, right. Right.
Yeah, boy.
I mean, what's your best Dustin impression? Now I'm interested to hear.
But say something real quick. Say your boy real quick.
My boy.
I can't do it because of
I can't do it either.
I don't know.
When you're talking to your
friend. I don't know. He does that pretty good. Did I not get him? Did I nail him?
I wanted to hear your boy. That's what.
Your boy.
It's hard for me to say it.
Your
it
boy.
A southern accent when I'm thinking about doing it. It'll come somewhere during the show when they finally my brain relaxes. I'm going to try it.
Hey.
But yeah. So yeah, it's been one of those weeks where people love that story. So yeah, you're famous. Okay, so
well, this week we're talking about the Matrix,
right? And so, do you ever feel like how I feel going to work, which is like you're stuck in a system, like you're stuck in something that doesn't feel real? I feel like now with all the stuff going on politically. And we have these, you know, the Mandela effect, you know what I mean? Like, stuff was there and it's not there. I do feel like sometimes we're in a machine or some type of Truman Show type situation where it's like...
It kind of goes back to a discussion we had a while back where we were kind of talking about realities.
Yeah.
Like, is the reality we live in real? Like, what if this reality is not real reality? And that's what I kind of lean in toward with the Matrix, I think. That's exactly what we live in. I think we live in a simulation. We live in a matrix. And how? I don't know. I don't know
so
how it was designed, how it happened. But I think that they touch on a lot of it in the movie.
So okay, so for the people who have not seen the movie, any of y'all are good enough to describe at least the series in general? It's four movies.
Who in the crap hasn't seen
the movie? I don't know. Who would not have seen the
movie? I met people who don't know who Luther Vandross is, so.
What?
I met people who don't know Journey.
Have your kids seen The Matrix?
You know, they haven't seen The Matrix, no. They're coming up to where they could probably watch it soon-ish. Yeah. But, I mean, there is some stuff in The Matrix that, you know, I would say.
They got some scenes in there.
They got some scenes in there.
Really?
Maybe they make love.
When's the last time you've seen The Matrix?
Oh, I haven't seen The Matrix in a long time.
And we still haven't watched Viva Vendetta, by the way. Just
I still haven't.
I mean, I'm...
What are we doing next
week? He's still waiting on us to come over here to watch it in the theater.
Yeah.
I'm
open this week.
I'm here.
Shake.
You know, I'm here.
All right, so I'll give a quick synopsis. So for those who have not seen The Matrix, in which we're about to talk about, there is a main character who played by my boy.
It ain't my boy?
No. Oh, okay. Can't say it, sorry. Played by my boy, Keanu Reeves.
Your boy.
My boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves? That's your boy?
Why is his name Keanu? Say it again.
I can hear
Keanu.
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu.
That's Keanu.
I don't know what you said.
Keanu. It's Keanu.
Keanu.
Keanu Reeves, right?
Shania Reeves? What?
No, it's Keanu. You're messing me up.
Keanu.
Say it again.
Keanu.
Keanu. Hey, I can't. Whatever. Mr. Reeves. Keanu Reeves. There we go. Keanu Reeves.
Mr. Reeves.
Seriously.
K. Reeves.
Keanu Reeves. He is approached by Morpheus because his name is Neo in the movie. And Morpheus is played by Lawrence Fishburne. And pretty much they are trying to find the one. And they're trying to find the person who would disrupt the Matrix. Now, what I didn't know is that in the Matrix, there are a lot of Christ representations. In like that first, do y'all remember that first scene? It's a scene in the movie where Neo.
Mr. Reeves.
I don't know why I can't say it. When I get home, I'm going to be like, I say his name all the time.
He is your boy, apparently. It is.
Keanu. Hey, say it again one more time.
Gosh, just say Mr. Reeves.
No, I want to say it. I want to master it.
Keanu.
Am I saying it right?
You did that time.
It just doesn't sound right in my head.
I don't ever hear it like that.
Well, how do you hear it?
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu.
Well, I feel like it was more Keanu, right?
That's what I've always heard.
Say it however you want to say it. I don't care.
Mr. Reeves. All right.
Neo.
AKA Neo for the movie.
I'm
but
Ted.
In that first scene.
Bill and Ted.
Golly. In the beginning of that movie, y'all remember he's selling like drugs or something to them?
It's been a long time. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Really? Like this is one of the best movies of all time.
It is a good movie.
Jeremy, you remember this part when he's selling
drugs. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the guy says something to the effect like Jesus Christ. And they having this exchange, but all that exchange is about the resurrection and him being a Christ type in the film.
Right.
Okay. So it's pretty cool because they kind of lay it out and it's all about like that Christ and John the Baptist type. So Morpheus would essentially be John the Baptist. Neo would be Christ in the film. And pretty much it's all about them unplugging civilization so that they may live a life that's, I mean, honestly, in the movie, the reality is terrible. It's machine ran. They live, you know, most of the movie in the series, they live in underground. But in the simulation, everything is perfect.
You know what's funny is whenever I was looking it up a minute ago or you were showing me what you found a second ago, I think it's funny that The Matrix and The Terminator were both based off of the same book.
And what book is that? You remember?
It was a French book.
Not Neuromancer. Not that book, huh?
No. It was the one after that.
The Sacrament and Simulation?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Okay.
I just thought that was cool. They based both of those movies off of the same book, and both of those
Now I got to read that book.
Now people are always talking about how these are the two movies people reference a lot whenever they start talking about the times. Like, oh, AI is going to take over the world, or they are taking over
AI
the world.
AI is going to take over the world.
And the book is called The Third Eye Matrix.
We're not going to get back into that.
Yeah. Third Eye Matrix is what you're talking about.
Yeah, but think about it. I mean, am I right, though? I mean, people reference both of those movies all the time, but I think we'll live in the Matrix.
So, you're saying we live in a Matrix. What are you pushing here? Like, what's your Matrix?
I say it just because I think that your life as you know it is completely controlled. completely controlled, and you walk through this simulation and unaware of it all the time. Like, we don't realize that it's none of it's real. It's all made to look like.
Now, when you're saying none of it's real, in what aspect are you talking about specifically?
Like,
because I think we covered this a little bit in that episode that we did about, you know, what's the reality, or I can't remember what we named it. But just a question, like, what exactly is.
Now, when I say it's not real, I mean, we're sitting in this room. These chairs are real. This table is real. All this is real. But what I'm saying is like the freedom that you think that you have where you're allowed to do all these things. None of that's real.
Right. Because that's the kicker. Like, we're physically, like in what you're saying, we're physically here. We're physically living our lives. But you're saying that what we perceive as freedom, or we perceive as, I'm drawing a blank now, but what we would perceive as what we get to do on a daily basis, you're saying is not real.
Right.
Well, I mean, that's.
Yeah. Everything that you do is. Just all controlled anyway, and made to look like it's not.
I mean, what do you think about that, Trey? Do you kind of fall on the same side of that, or
so? It's in communications, but they also talk about here. It's called John Bobardetti. I'm trying to say his French name, which
you can't even say Keanu.
Yeah, don't know it, Kiana or Keanu. So I don't
maybe
know.
It's a tomato tomato situation.
Mr. Reeves works better, but this is French cultural theorist. Wrote a book or inspiration and theory. And we dealt with this when I was in communication, because the idea that we don't live.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
In a real world, how does a person communicate that? Like, it falls into the realm of communication theory and society and cultural theory, which is there are people who tend to believe the events of our lives are nothing but more of a mirror or a movie that we get to experience. I.e., this is why sometimes we'll have our show like this. We'll look at something, and all of us will feel as if we're not getting the truth, or this is not real. And we see things like people have things, and we see it where people glitch out, right? Mm-hmm. Well, see a person.
We saw Elon glitch out a couple times now. I've seen a couple of videos.
I haven't seen those.
Oh, really?
No, I haven't.
Interesting.
He's resetting
or something.
Oh, wow.
Weird.
People say Mitch McConnell was doing that when he froze for
that guy's old. That guy, like, look,
people also
okay
say
Elon's
Katy
not
Perry.
Old
Katy Perry, they said she glitched out. Yep, her eye. Yeah, yeah, not hers looked for real,
and she's not old either. But so the Mitch McConnell thing,
you're just gonna attribute it to old age.
That dude's old. I mean, old, like he should have retired like 30 years ago.
But when you're a Terminator, you don't really get old. You just might have forgotten to put the batteries in.
Maybe I
Whoever paid for that Terminator and it's Mitch McConnell, they get a refund.
Well, his name always starts with a B for me, so I forget the M and put the B in. But
he's the lead guy, man.
I will tell you, though, the Elon one, the Katy Perry, like, there's a couple that are just bizarre, man.
Have you ever glitched out? Have y'all ever glitched out? Have you ever been like, for me, I don't think we do it. Like, the Katy Perry one was crazy. Like, it literally looked like she, and then it was resetting like a clone. I find
mini seizure, maybe. I mean, I don't know.
For me, I think at least my version of glitching out would be like, when you ever drive home and like you get home, you're kind of like, dang, how did I get here?
Oh, yeah.
That's happened to me one time on my way to work. When I got to work, I don't remember driving to work that morning. I don't remember. I'm like, how did I get here?
Well, I'll tell you what freaks me out sometimes is when I'm driving behind somebody and all of a sudden they're not there anymore. And I'm like,
huh?
That's happened to me.
Oh, wow. Hold on.
I'm like on a single lane.
Wait. What do you mean they're not there? No, Jeremy, like, literally, elaborate.
So I don't know if it's just all of a sudden I'm just like, whoa, where'd they go? But what freaks me out is that I'll be on a single lane road. So I'm like, there's no way.
Turns.
Like, if they turned, I had to have hit the brakes because I would have run into the back of them.
Right.
You know, and that freaks me out sometimes. Like, I'll just all of a sudden.
Is that making sense to you? Is that making sense? So you're driving on a one lane.
Yeah.
And the car is like this.
Yeah, I'm right behind them.
All right. And all of a sudden, they're not there.
Like, all of a sudden, I guess I realize that they're not there. I mean, I'm not saying they disappear, but it's just like all of a sudden, I'm like, where did that
car go? But you're saying
go?
They disappear without saying it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
Are you just saying you're so glitched out that you don't.
Exactly. Like, I'm just okay, not. I don't know if I'm not paying attention, but I had to have been paying attention because I had to slow down
at some point
for them to leave, like to exit the roadway.
But you don't remember.
But I don't remember. Like, so that stuff happens to me all the time.
The Department of Transportation about to come take your license.
Please take. Please don't. Just kidding. I'm already.
So, like, yeah, you said you got one when you were going to work. So what happened with that?
Yeah, I just like I remember getting out of the truck after I backed into my parking spot at work, and this is when I worked in Athens, and I used to have to get up early and drive to work, but I don't remember getting out. I don't remember getting there. I'm like, yeah. I don't remember the drive here. I don't remember getting here. How did I get here?
Right.
Never happened to you, Trey?
Yeah.
That's the only time.
I mean, y'all are freaking out over the fact that I'm saying that a car.
No.
At least I remember my drive.
Wait, no. We're saying we can't remember getting from point A to point B. You're saying I can remember all that, but I don't remember the car in front of me ever leave. Like
my off. But I mean, it's kind of like glitching out in the middle of the drive instead of the whole thing. You know,
he's trying to make himself a little better.
I'm better than you because I only glitched out for a couple seconds, maybe. You know,
I didn't remember leaving my house, any of it.
Yeah,
I had no recollection.
Do you remember getting out of bed?
I don't remember none of it. I really don't. I honestly.
I mean, I've done that before where I'm like, how did I get on? Like, I don't even remember turning on this road.
It's like I was on autopilot. It's like I was completely on autopilot and didn't wake up until after I was already there talking to someone.
I don't remember that far. Like I remember leaving the house.
I do not.
That's crazy.
Interesting.
Because that's a total glitch.
They're going to come take his drive. His license.
His whole life.
That's the only time it's ever happened. And that was.
You got MIB'd.
Okay. Let's figure this out. Because if we are living into a simulation, we all feel like we have these weird. Okay, deja vu to me is a glitch.
Yeah.
So okay. In your situation, were you under any stress? Like
I don't remember.
Any of this. I don't. Like, me being stressed to going to work, I'm not really stressed to the point where I think it would make me glitch out like this.
I don't think mine's due to stress. I think it's just either tired, worn out, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really see it being stress. But so, do you know anything about seizures?
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter has them.
Yeah. I mean, do you ever wonder sometimes when people have those, if that's like some sort of glitch too? Because, I mean, when you read about what causes seizures, it's actually kind of interesting. It's literally your body glitching out on itself.
Really?
Yeah.
So what's the term, like the medical term for what you describe? And it's like, hey, your brain is doing what?
So that can be a stress induced. It can be, there's different medical ones, like your daughter. I can't remember. It's something with her brain, or something like that.
Yes. There's benign lesions on her brain.
Right. But it's literally if you break it down into like a programmatical sense, it's like a glitch in the program. Mm. And most of the times when people have seizures, it's literally your body trying to reset almost. So that's why I was saying, like, the Katy Perry one, you know, it's like that could be some sort of mini seizure. I don't, you know, there's usually some sort of neuron deal that fires off that causes that. Okay. And it's bizarre.
So y'all remember Mr. Anderson in The Matrix, right? Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith, like when I look at, and this will make y'all have a little fun with it. I hope it doesn't go too far to the right.
I can't make any promises.
Yeah. I know you can't. I tend to look at Mr. Smith like Joe Biden was last year.
Oh, God.
Like, I'm not saying he was a clone. I'm just saying if we are believing in a simulation type world, boy, he is, to your point, Dustin, he's the model first one, Model T.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? like he's glitching out. He's not, you know, running it. The Matrix, like he's supposed to.
He was another one that kind of glitched out too, but I attribute that to old age.
And I think so. Do you, okay, okay, let's have some fun with this here. So we in the political dynamic, and I kind of set us up for this.
Oh, Lord.
Is your boy?
You did it, not me.
I did. No, but it's not political. It's fun political. do you think Trump is like a bot?
I think so.
I could see it more now than I could.
What do you mean a bot, though? Like a clone?
So like Mr. Smith. Like a Mr. Smith. In a, like not a clone, per se, but like... A figment of the simulation to get the people to be more subdue the people. Like the simulation in the thing was to control people.
Yeah.
So in the Matrix. So would he be a figure type in this our simulation to get us more so riled up and controlled against each other in a way that we can never do what they actually did in the Matrix, which is unify to fight the machine?
We would never get there.
What do you mean? You don't never think we would beat the machine?
Not unify enough to do it, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so either. What about you? Well, you don't want
not
it
in
that.
Our lifetime.
He doesn't want it to happen.
We'll never unify anyway to beat it. We're never going to unify. The only thing that's unified is the one world government. That's unified.
Oh, Lord.
But that's not
the people coming together to unify.
The people aren't going to come together enough. They're always going to keep them divided. They're going to keep them divided just enough to where they know better.
Put your face on it.
Anyway.
you got to see it. When you go back, and watch it on YouTube. Your face on that was like an old man. Don't get off my lawn.
I'll tell you this word 18 minutes or 19. So, so you can go back and watch it.
What I think, honestly, with the Matrix and everything, though, is I have been saying to you guys about this, the realities and the dimensions and everything. I think there's a veil that is so thin that the dimensions are starting to bleed over into each other now, too. And so whenever we have these little glitches in our time where we glitch out or we have these deja vu moments that could be where the time lapses are happening and these dimensions are bleeding over, the time lapses in that dimension into this dimension and it completely throws you off. So yeah. It's like, I can't remember what just happened. What just happened? That was a time gap.
Well, when we were talking about this one time, you used a term and I can't remember what it was, or it was either a term or you had you were talking about something. It was where, speed travels faster than light. It was almost like your eyes see it before your brain can process it or something.
Like delay. I can't remember the actual term, but you always process it. And delayed. Yeah. We're delayed.
Yeah, it's some sort of delay. Yeah. You had a special term. Yeah. I can't remember what it was, but that's all. I literally have thought about that ever since we had that conversation because I'm like, all right, it's like, catch up, brain. That's literally what I tell myself. I'm like, catch up, brain. You need to, come on.
So you ever see the movie Lucy? Or the one where Bradley Cooper, Limitless?
Yeah.
Lucy, they pretty much say the same
thing. I haven't seen Lucy.
Lucy's just the same thing. She gets more chemical, or they both chemical reactions, but they both do the same thing. Except he wins, she kind of combusts at the end. That's the difference. But in Lucy and Limitless, the idea is getting your brain, Limitless is getting your brain up to use all of it quicker, right? Lucy was, she become all of it, and she became eventually one with nature because, humans, but like she, same thing, is if you're able, some people believe that if you're able to get your brain to cooperate with you and get it to up to that 1 second speed, then that's you using your whole brain because now you're able to be in real time.
Oh, wow.
So you can step outside of what you're saying, the Matrix, and you can see things almost before they're happening. This is why people say prophecy sometimes or vision sometimes is, to your point, is when we have these thin moments of merge,
yes.
And you able to see it. So, some people believe that when you go to Alaska to see the Alaska, the sky, Northern Lights, that's a thin veil, that you can see it more.
Yeah.
Some people believe that when the moon is a certain, like the blood moon we just saw, some people think the veil is thin so you can experience. So what people have been trying to do is like, okay, some people may like this, some people may, you take shrooms. Some people say that you take shrooms and that it opens your third eye.
Why are you doing that? Don't do that.
The third eye?
Yeah, we do that whenever we're saying, it's not real.
I don't have a third eye.
Everybody has a third eye.
Okay. I have two. But it opens your mind, which would be subsequently your third eye. And what I'm trying to figure out and see is if you are using, shrooms or whatever you may do, is if you're able to see things that are different, then you can like you said, cross that veil and experience. Now, some people would say it's witchcraft. Some people would say it's a vision. Some people, but like the ancient folks did this stuff and they believed it. It's a reason why. And they, yeah. I always tell people, don't throw away everything they did, because some of this stuff really did matter. And I think it is a assimilation to this world, especially our world is so heavy in information, so heavy in technology, where it's been days or it's been moments where I'm about to talk to somebody and I was like, I forgot what I was about to say.
It's
almost like something deleted the thought.
Yep.
And I was like, you ever had like had no clue? Or this happened to me one time. I was driving somewhere or I woke up one morning, I was driving, and I'm like, I don't remember how to drive today. And I could not figure out the steps, like to tell myself the steps to drive. And I'm like, holy snap. Now I'm getting scared because I don't remember it. Went back to sleep, woke up, came back. Wow. It's almost like I had to get a heart reboot.
Yeah. You know, to your point too, where you were talking about people did this a long time ago and everything, and they knew about it. They did it for a reason. We talk all the time about history's being erased. They're trying to erase history.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're trying to get people to not do these things. And they've made it illegal to do certain things and that you could do back then. And it's almost like, well, why did you? Okay, you said this is why you made it illegal. What's the real reason you made it illegal?
Right.
It's just another way of controlling people. It's another way of controlling everything.
So you're saying like the simulation itself, I mean, which we know is obviously controlled, but you would say it go deeper than that?
Yeah. I would think that they put different things in different places so that they have more control over the whole thing.
So how do you break, like the Matrix had an opportunity to break its matrix. How do you break it?
I don't know. I have no opinion on that because I don't know how you hope? Break it. Well, I mean, like, there's hope. You can hope for anything. Jeez, I can hope I win the lottery. I mean, you know what I mean?
But I hope for that all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think that it's I think in that that comes down to beliefs almost.
Mm-hmm.
Unpopular opinions. You know what I mean? Like everybody has different beliefs, and we've went over beliefs before. And I'm saying beliefs because we don't like to use the word religion. At least I don't like to use the word religion.
Yeah, religion's a weird word sometimes.
Yep. So, because I honestly think when you look at all of them, there's similarities in all of them all across the board.
Yeah. And then, I mean, you know, my theory, you have to believe in something. Yeah.
And then so
even if it's nothing.
So then at some point, some MF-er said, you know what? Our way's the right way. That way's the wrong way. So, you know what I mean? But there's similarities in all of them. So I think all of them have some truth to an extent. Anyway, what I'm trying to get to is it's just all going to boil down to what you believe. Do you believe in a new world? Do you believe in, you know, the entire world is going to be destroyed and then that's just the end of it? It's all really going to boil down to what you believe.
Yeah.
That's how I think you break the Matrix, because I think ultimately the Matrix is, it's with like these companies like CERN. And these other companies where they're trying to open up these other portals, these other dimensions, they are trying. But in doing that, they're causing them to bleed over into each other. And it's messing up all the different time lapses. You see what I mean?
I do, but
I think they're dabbling in some, I personally think that they're dabbling in dark magic that they don't know they don't know what they're doing. They don't know, that's getting out of hand for them. They can't control it. They can't contain it.
I see. My pushback would be, it is an idea to control something, but I don't think that it is. I mean, it could be. So I can't say with certainty, right? But like, it's when we talk about the Matrix type feel, I'm looking for something or a group of someones that's going to sit more so like the Matrix did behind the curtain, and with the point of you're like, they're not going to allow themselves to be exposed in any kind of way, right?
That would be the New World Order.
And so I want the fact that we can even say that, I think is another group behind that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we really don't know who they are.
Right.
And they're pulling strings of division amongst the poorer folks like us. They're pulling strings amongst the world to keep beef. They're like, you know what I mean? Like I think that's the Matrix. It may be plugged into some kind of weird machine and they just unplugging us. I mean, that would suck.
I think in order for that to happen, we would have to look at it as like, we think like other species are doing it to us. Like at that point, we would just be slaves to a greater species.
Well, you know, the reptile people believe that. They believe they hide it in people's skin as humans, and they have worked their way, they've infiltrated the government to get to the point of what you're saying. So some people believe that. I have a guy, I had a home guy. He argued me down that he listed all these Republican and Democrat people, and they were all, he said they was all reptile. He said they don't have, their agenda is to get this place ready for their people.
The reptilians. Mm-hmm. I've heard this before, and I haven't done enough research into it or studied it enough to have any kind of information on it, so I don't want to butcher it or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I could be wrong in what I'm fixing to say. From my understanding, they believe that there was a ancient race of reptilians that at one time this was their home. This was their everything. Like they're responsible for the pyramids and all that stuff that nobody can explain how supposedly the Egyptians built these things way back in the day when they really didn't have the technology to build it. So their theory is the reptilians are responsible for all that. And then somehow, somewhere along the way, I don't know what's happened. That I guess that they're in disguise now. I don't know. I have no idea. So I would have to do more research into it and study up on it. But
well, to come back into the Matrix a little bit, one thing that I was wondering is if you think that there's a glitch or something like that, or, you know, with what we were talking about, do you think that it's ourselves controlling it, or do you think it's something else or somebody else that is somehow controlling it?
I think somebody is controlling it.
Like, it's possible that there's some sort of, what do you call it? Somebody's pulling the strings, pushing the buttons on it, pulling the strings, whatever you want to say, on when you kind of glitch out for a minute. Do you think that maybe that we actually do already have some sort of Neuralink in our bodies that we don't know about?
I mean, yeah, you could, but I honestly think whenever we're glitching out, I think it's whenever they're in that moment trying to open up a dimension or a portal, and the times just bleed over into each other. The time glitches, and which causes somebody to glitch in that moment. There's repercussions for it.
But do you think it's your own self, or do you think somebody's doing it?
I think somebody's doing it.
Yeah, I think somebody's doing it.
And do you think that that's with some sort of device, or do you think it's done with some sort of frequencies, stuff like that?
Have you seen the movie Stranger Than Fiction with Will Ferrell? You seen it?
I've heard of it.
It's so funny. It's such a ridiculous movie.
I watched Step Brothers yesterday, though. So.
Oh, that's a wonderful movie.
I got my Will Ferrell dose.
So in the movie Stranger Than Fiction, Will Ferrell is like this regular guy. He's not even really himself, like, funny, right? And this lady is writing a book, and he can hear her narrating her life, his life. And he's like, what? And then in somewhere in the narration, she says, he would die on Thursday. Oh. And so he's like, what the freak? And he's freaking out because he has no idea who is controlling his life. And somehow the veil got broken, and now he could see or hear her writing about his life. And the things she's writing about is actually happening. So he is meeting a girl. He falls in love, and, you know, he doesn't want to die because now he's appreciating life because this person. I feel like it's something like that, where it's not radio frequencies, or it's this entity, if I want to go there, not God, you know, like we call him God, but it's writing it out like that. But then I also think it can be a group of individuals who are controlling us. You know what I mean? Like through like Zero Day.
Right.
Like, you, please tell us you watched Zero Day.
I haven't watched Zero Day.
Oh, my God. Oh, me and Jeremy almost had a best friend fest. I'm just leaving that there over that show. That show is, Robert De Niro is still.
A nut.
What do you mean? He's a great actor. he didn't slay that role.
Oh, he did.
He slayed that role. Yeah. Now, you might not like his politics.
Yeah, I don't.
But I like to see old people argue with each other. Because, watch this, he was probably at some of the parties your boy was at.
I'm sure.
So he knows things.
The only two movies I've liked with him in it is Goodfellas and Meet the Fockers.
Yeah.
I mean, outside of that, his other movies are just like serious. But Meet the Fockers is classic.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
But Zero Day is too.
Yeah,
Zero Day is a good movie. I may go back and rewatch it because I probably feel like I missed some stuff.
I was going to watch it again because it was legit. Like,
your first
you
time
know,
watching
it kind of annoyed me is a lot of people were trying to make it into political about, you know, Trump and all this stuff. And
how?
I'm like, look, it's not. It's kind of like that.
That's what people were saying for real?
Yeah.
I felt it was like disengaged from our society.
I thought it was too. I didn't see the correlation.
Yeah.
But it's like people say that about that show, The Handmaid's Tale. They say, oh, this is Trump. This is going to be Trump's.
Handmaid's Tale? What is that on?
Hulu. Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Never mind. He just put me on another one. Oh, I got some stuff to binge.
So they got the last season coming out in April.
I'll wait.
You could catch up.
How many seasons?
I think this will be the sixth season.
Oh yeah, I got time.
Yeah, you got time. But so it kind of annoys me sometimes.
You didn't like
with shows like that.
I've seen a couple episodes of Handmaid's Tale.
What is it about?
So it's basically about going like they were going as we currently do, and then the New World Order took over basically. Yeah. And which I'm surprised Dustin doesn't like it because of that, because literally it's his life.
His theme.
But they were basically trying to breed a certain type of person. So the higher ups that were in power, if the wife was infertile, they would bring a handmaid tale in to basically the husband would impregnate the handmaid tale, and then she would go away, and then they
go away.
The wife, no. To a different person, like, you know, there was basically like breeding.
Yeah.
So they once she had the baby,
they would take the kid.
Yeah. The original, like the father, and then the woman that couldn't have a child would take the kid and raise it as their own.
Okay.
Take that piece out of it. It was just bizarre. Like, it made me go, man, I never want to end up in a life like that. But people say that was what Trump's trying to do, and it just kind of annoyed me because I'm like, come on, like. Let's be real here. But so it is a watch. I'm not going to say it's a good watch. Yeah.
So like in Zero Day, they are shooting him with some type of new technology, which I think it was the earpiece thingy. And it's making him hallucinate and see things that's not there. And it's changed. It was a government weapon. Like this is why I like shows like Zero Day. Because when we talk about shows and movies like The Matrix seems so fictional and science fiction. But then when you kind of look at Zero Day, it's like, no, they was actually shooting him with a machine that was causing his reality to be like he will be talking to somebody and writing things that are not there because he thought that he was.
And then he would go back to it. He was keeping a journal and he would go back and read it. And he's like,
what the crap is this?
But even outside of that piece was just actually what was going on in the show during that time where they were getting a cyber attack on the United States. And just watching that piece of it, crazy.
Right. Like, but, I can see what people with political stance in it, because they do, I don't think it's red or blue, though. That's the thing.
I didn't see it being one side or the other.
It was more so this YouTube personality had more weight than the news.
Right.
And he didn't have no facts. He didn't have no information.
They kind of made it out to be almost like, what's that guy's name, Joe Rogan? It kind of felt like it was more of like a... Joe Rogan or something.
You say
like
that, but it's a guy I follow. Who's a Democrat. To me, he reminded me of him.
Oh, really?
So you see how they?
Yeah.
Because he go hard at Trump, and he's just like. But
what color were the pills in the Matrix again?
Blue and red.
Red, yeah, blue and red. But you had to wake up to take the red pill to get out of it. If I remember correctly.
If you want to get out, but take the blue pill if you want to proceed or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So I think
they tell you in there it's the New World Order doing all of it because you got a red pill and a blue pill for Republican and Democrats.
I mean, I think that's all. I think so. Okay, in terms of
you roll your eyes at me.
No, I said
the term liberal, the term liberal means to be free or like to do what you want. The term conservative is more so like, hey, let's slow it down. And that's the crazy part about it is both parties want to progress, subsequently, like to the future. It just one party wants to say just do what you want.
Yeah.
The other part is like, hey, I don't think that's good morality wise. But then that's traditional. Yeah. That's traditional sense. But then that movie, I think it's to your point. It is stuff that make our reality look like. For instance, I think they could be putting stuff in the water. I feel like they clone Tyrone. Did y'all watch it yet on Netflix? Have y'all watched it yet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey. Okay. We might just need to have a movie day. When we come up here one Saturday from 8 a.m.
Tear it up.
And then we record that night after we watch all the movies. Because they told Kong Tyrone, they was doing, the government was putting stuff in the water, the food, and the air to control people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if it's not some kind of alien species doing it, if it's not a new world order, or it is by the government, I think the government is definitely doing stuff to make us more docile and hostile towards each other. So that way we're irrational.
Somebody told me the other day, and I don't know if this is true because I hadn't looked it up. But somebody told me the other day that in Chernobyl, there's mushrooms growing there that's actually eating the radiation.
Really?
Mm. Well, that would be cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah, if that's real.
That would not be cool. That's not cool at all. I mean, it's good that nature will figure out how to do that, but it's for me, it's not cool, because then why do we need radiation and mushrooms for?
Well, I think it's cleansing it of, yeah, cleansing the radiation.
Cleansing the radiation.
Okay, cool. Why is there radiation in the air?
Oh, well.
They've been fixed that.
You can't go to Chernobyl without a radiation.
Hey, people go there all the time.
But they have to wear radiation.
They don't. It's good. It's safe.
Certain areas for certain amount of time.
You can YouTube it.
You couldn't go over there and hang out there all day.
These people are hiking through it. I don't know how they are now. So don't get me twisted. I don't know if they got radiation poison or whatever. But people are over there. They say it's safe.
Yeah. Oh.
Mm. But I'm saying, like, you get what I'm saying about the if you need radiation mushrooms, that the earth has.
Why is there radiation
in the air?
I got it.
Yeah.
I mean, we could figure that out.
Yeah. But
I mean, aren't we emitting radiation on some level with all these devices?
Yeah.
I forgot mine today and I feel great.
sitting on my lap the whole time, killing my kids.
I'll have to come back to it a little bit, you know, after we watch them. I think almost we need to watch The Matrix again just for Dustin's
sake. I think we do that.
Holy smokes.
I think we should. And I also think we should watch something and actually cover Chernobyl. I think that'd be a very good episode.
It's a horror movie.
Well, yeah, there is a horror movie.
Okay, I guess we got to, for the viewers, if you haven't seen any of these movies or shows, please watch them. But we first, got to watch Deep Impact.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then we can have, I think we just come to Jeremy's house one Saturday and drain the swamp.
Got it set for a reason, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So let's come back to it after we do it. Maybe we can do it next week. I don't know what y'all got going on, so.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
Kind of open.
But, yeah. So that's.
Any rapping words?
I want to hear you do my, do an impression of me when I said, you roll your eyes at me.
When you roll your eyes at me. Hey, boy, come over here. You're my boy, I'm telling you right now.
Do I talk like that?
Godly fire. There's fire everywhere.
Do I talk like that?
Do I talk like that? You hear that boy talking to me like that?
It almost sounds like Steve Urkel a little bit.
It's my voice. It's my voice. I don't know.
But when you're trying to impersonate him, it's coming across. I'm getting Steve Urkel.
Okay, watch this. When I get home, I'm going to do it no problem. I'm going to record myself.
Record yourself for sure. You send it on the text because I want to hear it.
Because you got to remember, when I went to Tacoma for a little minute, I'm around a lot of more redneck white people.
Yeah.
So I picked up their dialect just in, because I, you know, it's what we do. And I got better at country white.
Gosh,
you mocking now, me, boy?
See, you can't say that. Somebody gonna say cancel. Actually, we might get some light.
We might get some light.
Oh, damn.
Hey, you know the old adage in the marketing business?
Yeah, there is no thing.
There is no bad marketing.
None. There's no such thing as bad press.
Bad press. That's it. Well, thank everybody for listening this week. We will talk to you next week and see what we have to talk about.
Remember, the truth's out there. Free between you.
Wake up.
There it is.